Good morning. My name is Stacy, and I'll be your conference facilitator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Mexico's Economic Program for 2006 conference call. Today's call is hosted by the Mexican Ministry of Finance and Public Credit and presented by the Undersecretary of Finance and Public Credit, Mr. Alonso Garcia Tamez. Also, Gerardo Rodriguez, Head of Public Credit Unit, and Alejandro Warner, Head of the Economic Planning Unit. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer period. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Garcia Tamez, you may begin your conference.
Thank you very much to you all, and a very good morning. Welcome to Mexico's Ministry of Finance conference call on the economic program for 2006, which was sent to Congress on September the 5th. I will begin by commenting on the evolution of the Mexican economy and public finances in 2005. After that, I will discuss the main elements of the economic program for 2006. And after that, we will go into a question and answer session where I will be joined by my colleagues, Alejandro Werner, who is the head of the Macroeconomic Planning Unit, and Gerardo Rodriguez, who is the head of the Public Credit Unit. Before we start, I would like to remind you that the purpose of this conference has been to provide to analysts and investors elements for the improvement of the information we provide and to improve also the decisions they can take. We do not and we have never had any inconvenience on the press participating in these conference calls. However, in order to maintain the open spirit of these conference calls, I would like to remind the press people who might be listening to us that all the comments that are made here, either by the questions that placed by investors or analysts, or the answers, are all off the record, and we would like for the press to abstain from using these comments to attribute them either to the Ministry of Finance or to any particular person that participates in this conference call. I would begin by talking about the evolution of the Mexican economy in 2005. The Mexican economy has grown in the last 13 consecutive quarters, accumulating 13.3% expansion in real terms and creating more than 670,000 formal jobs during the same period. However, economic growth was slower in the first half of 2005 than at the end of 2004, mainly due to the following reasons. One, the deceleration of manufacturing production in the United States in the first half of 2005, which limited the expansion of industrial activity in Mexico. Two, a significant reduction of automobile production associated with a weak demand for American cars in the U.S. and the substitution of several models in the Mexican plant's production lines. Therefore, an important part of the deceleration was associated with transitory effects. In this regard, it should be stressed that economic growth in Mexico was more related to the service sector, which posted an annual growth rate of 4.1% in the first semester of 2005. The expansion of both private spending and public spending has been an important element behind the recent growth process. In spite of the slower growth rates of manufacturing, formal employment continued to increase. The number of workers affiliated to the Social Security Institute grew by 374,000 during the first 7.5 months of 2005. This is a 3% increase with respect to the end of 2004. According to the most recent macroeconomic indicators, we anticipate that the annual growth rate of GDP for 2005 will be 3.5%. If this forecast materializes, the economy will have grown faster in the second half of 2005 than in the first. Let me move now to the public finances for 2005. It is estimated that by the end of this year, the public sector deficit, excluding expenses associated to the conclusion of the labor relationship program, will be close to 15 billion pesos or 0.2% of GDP. The primary surplus is expected to reach 2.6% of GDP during the year. Budgetary revenues are estimated at 112 billion pesos above those projected in the Federation's revenues law for 2005. The difference is due mainly to an increase in oil revenues and higher revenues from public entities under direct budgetary control other than Pemex. As a result, budgetary revenues will reach 23% of GDP in 2005, slightly below the level posted in 2004. This change is explained by lower non-recurring revenues in 2005 as compared to those obtained in 2004. It is estimated that public sector programmable spending in 2005 will be higher than that budgeted due to these excess revenues. 50% of the 36.7 billion of the area above $27 per barrel will be directed to Pemex investment, while the remaining 50% will go to the state's infrastructure. An additional amount to investment in Pemex will be channeled through Line J of Article 21 of the 2005 budget. It is estimated that this amount will be between 5.4 and 8.4 billion pesos. Additionally, 41.2 billion pesos will be directed to those entities that generated them, mainly CFE, the Social Security Institute, and the Social Security Institute for the public sector workers. 2.7 billion pesos will go to the Oil Stabilization Fund, and another equal amount will be going to improve the public sector balance, all in accordance with what was established for this year's budget. It is worth to highlight that investment fostered by the public sector, which includes direct budgetary investment and the resources exercised by third parties through financed investment schemes, will reach its highest level of the current administration in 2005, that is 4.1% of GDP. Regarding non-programmable expenditures, it will exceed the amount projected by 20.6 billion pesos. This difference is explained by the following. First, the payment of accrued expenditures from the previous year, which is known as ADEFAS, that was higher than the amount approved given that this amount was reduced in the 2004 budgeting process. Second, greater contributions to states and municipalities resulting from increased federal distributable revenues. And third, increased financing costs due to observed interest rates that were higher than expected. With respect to the public sector borrowing requirements, they are estimated at 2.3% of GDP by year's end. At this point, it is worth to mention that economic growth, stable conditions, and lower financial requirements from the public sector allowed for a continuing fast expansion of credit to households and businesses in 2005. In this regard, direct banking credit to the private sector grew at an average annual rate of 30.1% in the first 7 months of the year. Within this item, consumer and housing credit grew at average annual rates of 44.2% and 37.2% respectively, and credit to businesses increased at a rate of 21.5% on average. Let me move now to the economic outlook for 2006. We anticipate for 2006 a favorable global economic environment for Mexico. Particularly, we expect the U.S. economy to keep growing above its potential, but at a slower pace than that observed in 2004 and 2005. Regarding industrial production, we anticipate for 2006 a similar growth rate than that observed in 2005. We expect conditions in international financial markets to remain favorable to emerging economies. We anticipate the gradual monetary easing by Banco de Mexico to continue and inflation to converge to the target. Consequently, the average nominal 28-day CETES interest rate considered in the program for 2006 is 8.9%, which is in line with private sector expectations. The Budget and Fiscal Responsibility Law Initiative, approved by the Chamber of Deputies Budget Committee, contains a formula for the Mexican crude oil mix reference price. This formula tries to replicate the medium-term behavior of the Mexican oil price, thus setting a reference price for budgeting purposes, which reduces the risk of fiscal adjustments. According to the formula, the reference price is obtained as the minimum of two components, either the first component, which is the mean of the prices of the oil futures for the next three or more years, adjusted by the expected price differential with the WTI crude price, and the average of the Mexican oil mix price in the last 10 years. Or the second component, which is the average price of the futures for 2006, adjusted by the price differential with the WTI crude price multiplied by a 0.84 factor. Using average data for the period June to August 15 of 2005, and a $15 per barrel differential between the Mexican crude oil mix and the WTI crude prices, the formula yields a reference price of $31.5 per barrel for 2006. Lower oil prices and fast-growing private consumption and investment allows us to expect a widening of the current account deficit in 2006 with respect to 2005. The economic program foresees that such a deficit will go from 1.3% of GDP in 2005 to 2.2% in the coming year. According to private sector forecasts, foreign direct investment to Mexico will amount to $13.8 billion in 2006, which is 1.8% of GDP. Remittances from Mexican workers abroad are also expected to strengthen the external balance in 2006. We anticipate that the Mexican economy will grow at a 3.6% annual rate in 2006. This figure is in line with private sector expectations. Let me move to the economic policy guidelines for 2006. Economic policy in 2006 will continue to focus on reaching the consensus to get structural reforms approved and further consolidation of macroeconomic stability. The following pending structural reforms are highlighted: the public employees pension system, the ISSSTE reform, the labor market reform, the budget process and fiscal responsibility law, the energy reform, the corporate governance of state-owned enterprises, the securities market law, and banking resolutions initiatives. Sound public finances are seen as a key element for macroeconomic and fiscal and financial stability. Since public finances will face considerable pressures in the coming years, PSBR are still high and public revenues are being helped by high oil prices. The opportunities provided by this favorable environment should be seized by achieving a public sector surplus. Therefore, the program for 2006 proposes to reach a 0.2% of GDP public sector surplus and PSBR of around 1.5% of GDP. It is estimated that budgetary public revenues in 2006 will be 1,879 billion pesos, which is equivalent to 21.3% of GDP. This amount is 1.7 percentage points of GDP lower than the expected figures for 2005, and the difference is explained by the following items. First, a reduction in oil revenues of 0.7 percentage points of GDP as a result of lower expected crude prices in international markets. Second, a reduction in non-oil tax revenues of 0.6 percentage points of GDP as a consequence of lower income tax revenues caused by the changes to the tax laws approved by Congress in late 2004, as well as by negative impact on import taxes revenue of lower tariffs agreed by Mexico under international free trade treaties. And third, non-tax non-oil related revenues, which will diminish 0.3 percentage points of GDP due to smaller non-recurrent revenues. However, budgetary revenues are expected to diminish to a lesser extent if we compare them to the 2005 approved revenues law. Proposed total net expenditures for 2006 are 1,882 billion pesos, which is a similar amount in real terms to the one approved for 2005. In the proposed 2006 budget, the following aspects stand out. Primary spending, defined as the difference between total net expenditure and the financing cost of the public sector, is 1,617.9 billion pesos. Within this amount, programmable expenditure stands at almost 1,320 billion pesos, 3.2% higher in real terms than the amount proposed for 2005. In general terms, the proposed items within programmable expenditure are similar to those in the 2005 proposal, except for the following. Resources to the Health and Commerce Ministries increased by 20.1% and 7.7% with respect to the 2005 program, respectively. This increase will allow them to devote an increasing amount of resources to the Popular Insurance Program and to support the development of small and medium-sized firms. Resources for the Public Safety Ministry would increase 21% with respect to 2005 proposal. Physical budgetary investment would be 12.1% higher in real terms than that in the 2005 budget initiative. Additionally, non-programmable expenditures are estimated at close to 562 billion pesos. Within these items, it stands out that the financing cost of public debt and expenditures to cover the cost of borrower and lender support programs will be 11.9% higher in real terms than that in the 2005 budget proposal. This is the result of higher expected real interest rates, which increases the financing cost of the public sector. Now I would like to make a brief description of the public sector debt policy for 2006. As you know, the public debt management strategy that has been implemented during this administration has followed three main lines of action. First, the public deficit has been financed entirely with domestic sources of funding, and since 2004, a net decrease in public sector external indebtedness of at least $500 million has been established in the economic programs. Second, the local currency financing has been relying mostly in long-term fixed-rate securities. And third, the composition of external debt has been strengthened noticeably in terms of its cost and maturity structure through the execution of a proactive debt management policy. These actions have yielded positive results in the evolution of the federal government's debt financing costs and in the overall risk inherent to the public debt management. Specifically, it is estimated that the net financial cost of the federal government will average 2.5% of GDP in the 2001-2006 period, which is 0.8 percentage points lower than the average financial cost recording during the past administration. Moreover, these actions have provided the necessary foundations for executing an integral debt management policy based on the rigorous valuation of the existing trade-off between cost and risk. The federal government has undertaken substantial efforts to consolidate its institutional and technological capacity to manage its portfolio risks. The debt management policy for 2006 is enclosed within this integral approach for risk management. In particular, the main objective of the federal government's public debt policy is to maintain the financial resources to cover the amortization of its outstanding debt and its net financing needs under the most favorable cost conditions in the medium and long term, subject to a prudent level of risk. The budget for 2006 is designed to achieve a surplus of the public sector of 17.6 billion pesos, which results from a deficit of the federal government of 159 billion pesos and a surplus of public entities under direct budgetary control of 176.6 billion pesos. In line with these fiscal goals, the revenue law for next year submitted to Congress contemplates a net internal indebtedness ceiling of 180 billion pesos, Additionally, it proposes a net reduction of external indebtedness of the public sector of at least $500 million. In order to meet these financing needs, the main public debt policy guidelines for 2006 are the following. First, the federal government's net financing needs will be obtained mainly through the auction program of government securities in the domestic market, relying mostly, as it has been the case in previous years, in the issuance of long-term nominal fixed-rate bonds. The federal government will start auctioning long-term inflation index instruments, UDIBONOS, on a regular basis, complementing the current issuance strategy of 10-year UDIBONOS. This is because the lower net financing needs for 2006 of the Toll Road Rescue Trust, known as FARAC, which allows the federal government to anticipate that the FARAC will conclude this year its issuance program of long-term inflation index bonds. The pre-funding strategy of the market of market external debt implemented in recent months implies that the federal government does not need to consider in the economic program for 2006 the issuance of external debt in the international capital markets for refinancing purposes, notwithstanding Mexico's good credit quality. Within these guidelines, we will analyze the convenience of reducing the number of on-the-run tenors currently issued under auction frequency, with the purpose of improving efficiency conditions in the local markets. In this context, we will also evaluate if the prevailing conditions in the national and international financial markets are appropriate to start issuing on a regular basis a nominal fixed rate bond with a 30-year tenor. Additionally, the federal government via Banco de Mexico will issue before the end of this year the rules for the exchange program of fixed rate instruments. This exchange program, which will continue to be implemented in 2006, will contribute to smooth the amortization profile of domestic debt. The precise information about the supply by type of instrument of on each auction and the specific issues to be auctioned will be disclosed by the federal government in its quarterly announcement of the federal government auction calendar. On the external front, it is expected that the amortizations of external debt related to international financial organizations will be totally refinanced through new operations within these institutions, while the amortizations of restructured bank and external trade debt will be mainly refinanced with issues in the local market. The implementation of these guidelines will translate into further decreases in the sensitivity of financial costs to movements in interest rates and exchange rates. In particular, it is estimated that the sensitivity of federal government servicing costs to movements in interest rates will be 16% lower than the one recorded at the end of 2000, while the sensitivity to movements in the peso-dollar exchange rate will be 56% lower than the one registered at the start of the current administration. Let me now move to the tax regime changes for the year 2005. The changes proposed for 2006 are aimed to encourage investment through fiscal incentives and increase judicial certainty. Among the changes proposed, those directed to improve the fiscal treatment of financial institutions and products stand out. One, in terms of the income tax regime, there are changes to the tax credit approved by Congress in 2003 in order to attract greater investment into real estate development trust funds. In order to keep the instruments issued by the federal government attractive, a second modification is a proposal to incorporate the exemption of income tax for interest paid by these instruments as a legal disposition, as long as they are issued and paid in Mexico to foreign residents that comply with certain requirements. A similar treatment is proposed for derivatives based on such debt instruments. In terms of the medium-term economic and public finances outlook, as it has been the case in previous programs, the federal government is outlining in the document that was sent a medium-term economic outlook. It is worth to stress the following in the program for 2006. The medium-term expectations for the U.S. economy points towards continued growth during the next years. Oil prices in the global markets are expected to adjust in the medium term. Macroeconomic projections in the period 2006-2009 estimate an annual GDP, an average annual GDP growth rate of 3.6% for the Mexican economy. Regarding public finances, the medium-term strategy outlined in the economic program stresses the pressures faced by the public sector in the following years. An expected decline in the price of oil to $27 per barrel in 2009, which generates a drop in income of 1.7 percentage points of GDP. An increase in public sector pensions that go from 2.2% to 2.8% of GDP from 2005 to 2009. The budgetary impact of the PDRegas project that go from 1.3% of GDP in 2005 to 2% in 2009. Due to these pressures and the extraordinary factors currently present in the oil market, the federal government is proposing an adjustment of almost half a percentage point of GDP in the public sector balance to achieve a surplus of 0.2% of GDP. And with this, I will conclude my comments, and we can take some questions. Thank you very much.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And we'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of David Fianco with J.P. Morgan.
Good morning. Thank you to all for this conference. I would like to ask you about the mechanism to allocate the oil windfall and if there has been any changes that the Minister of Finance is contemplating to allocate those funds in 2006 with respect to what it is planned in 2005, and also the projected amount that this excess will have in 2006. I believe those net oil windfalls were around 90 billion pesos for this year. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much for your question, David. There are no changes on the automatic stabilizers in the coming years proposal that was sent to Congress. The distribution of excess income is exactly the same way it was established in this year's program, and that is the ARE is distributed evenly between states and between states and PEMEX, and any excess income is distributed half going to PEMEX, and the remaining half evenly distributed between the Oil Stabilization Fund and to improve the fiscal balance of the federal government. Also, something that I would like to stress is that on the other side, if we were to see income being reduced, we still maintain exactly the same guidelines as it was the case for 2005. That is, we have the same rules to adjust the expenditures, protecting priority expenditures in the area of in the social areas, and depending on the size of the adjustment that has to be made, we can either the executive branch can either proceed with the cuts, with the expenditure cuts, or send a proposal to the Congress and wait for a few days for the answer to this proposal, and if the answer is not received, then we can proceed with the proposed cuts. That is all these items were sent to Congress in this year's budget. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Edward Torres with Bancomer.
Hi, Alonso. Good morning. Thanks for hosting this conference. My question is, How would you say will be the policy for public prices in next year? Now, this year was aligned to Banco de Mexico's inflation target. Do you think that will be the case also in 2006? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I will ask Alejandro Werner to answer that question.
Okay. Basically, we have to keep in mind that our public sector policy has public prices for administered prices have very clear rules that actually tie the evolution of these prices to references in international markets. So basically, when we're talking about natural gas, we have a reference in the south of the U.S. and we follow that. When we talk about domestic gas, the president signed a decree in 2003 by which we try to smooth out the huge fluctuations in international markets. And with regards to electricity, we have the high-end consumers following a rule in which the average costs are being recovered by CFE. And for the rest of the consumers, they have a sliding increase in prices that is in line with inflation. And then the last administered price that is important for the CPI is gasoline, that it's basically increasing month on month with the inflation rate, except on the border, in which we have a link with gasoline prices in the U.S. The combination of all these formulas has given us a sharp decline in administered price inflation during 2005 from levels of around 10% at the beginning, at the end of last year, to somewhere between 3% and 4% during this year. So we expect, given the references in international markets and the combination of these rules, that next year the inflation of administered prices will be within Banco de Mexico's target, but obviously subject to some risks, given the evolution of these prices in international markets. However, given that gasoline increases by 3% and that electricity for low-end consumers is also increasing in line with Banco de Mexico's target, the inflation rate for administered prices should be controlled during 2006, and we should not have important differences from the behavior of general inflation.
Thank you very much.
And if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from the line of Alejandro Padilla with J.P. Morgan.
Sorry, Alonso, just to complement on the first question, do you have a projection on the amount that the Minister of Finance is expecting for the oil windfall in 2006? Thanks.
We do not have any estimate on the price of oil that is different from the one we incorporated in the budget. The one that is incorporated in the budget is the one we think it's reasonable. It's a reasonable assumption to include, and therefore we are not. Constructing the budget with any additional income coming from oil windfall gains. However, if we were to see a better price than the one that is incorporated in the budget, it would be distributed as I described. It is difficult to say how much is it going to be ending in each participant's budget, because in each participant's pocket, because as you know, it depends on how other items in the budget can move. For example, if in talking about windfall gains on the price of oil that end in line J, we are authorized in the budget to deduct some non-programmable expenditures that go above what was originally estimated. So the net result is always very is very difficult. Maybe talking about the ARE, what I would say is that for each dollar that the price of oil goes above the estimated, an amount in the order of two and a half billion pesos would be would go to the ARE as additional income.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Damian Fraser with UBS.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you also for the conference call. Could you indicate whether you still expect the corporate law to be approved in this session of Congress, and if so, perhaps you could give us a sense of timing when that might happen? And apart from the corporate law, is there any specific legislation that you're hopeful will be passed in this session? Thank you.
By corporate law, Damien, you're referring to which one?
The corporate what's known as the corporate governance law, or the law that's improving corporate governance, opening up corporate governance laws to private equity companies and so on.
Okay. Yes, we are. Thank you, Damien. Yes, we are. We continue to work with Congress in order to have this initiative approved. As you remember, it was approved by the Senate during the last period. We have been discussing with the deputies this law on different occasions and with different groups. It is close to be to be approved by one of the committees, but it has not been the case yet. There are some issues that some deputies are continuing to bring up, but we hope that we will have that approved relatively soon. There is a scheduled meeting of the committee that has to be that has to approve it for the 22nd of September at this moment. So we approve that will we think that could be approved relatively soon, as I said. The other initiatives that we think could be pushed through Congress during this period are the public sector employees pension reform. That is something that we have been discussing very intensely with some Congress representatives, some union representatives also. We are not still yet there, but we think we are close, and we have a chance of having this approved in this coming period. In the financial sector, we still have the early warnings initiative approved last year. And this is just one part of what we think we have overhauled in the banking resolutions area. No, the second part of this full overhaul we are planning to send to Congress, which is actually the banking resolution initiative. No, we think we will be sending that relatively early in the period, and we think it has a good chance of being approved in Congress. No? And there are other initiatives which are there, which have been discussed, and that we are giving a lot of emphasis for them to be approved, and which are the ones we have been talking about in previous sessions very intensely.
Thank you very much.
You have a follow-up question from the line of Edward Torres with Bankhammer. Mr. Torres, your line is open.
Previous questions that was asked regarding oil prices had to do with the fact that in the document you could see somewhere that it stated that oil prices are expected to stabilize or return to their long-term levels by 2007. So, but the 30 But the price estimated for next year implies a sharp decline on the current levels. So my question would be first to address this issue, and then also to if you could provide us some information on where would you be cutting expenses in case or the main targets to cut expenses for next year. Thank you.
Maybe the what you were referring to in the first part of your question is when we mentioned about the medium-term risks and the possibility of the price of oil, or when we mentioned in the document that one of the main risks is the price of oil returning to lower levels, which is established to be in 2009 to the level of $27 per barrel. Maybe that is what your comment was about, and we think that that is a risk for the public finances for the public finances of Mexico that we should be that we should take into account, and that is as one of the big drivers of why we have been promoting a fiscal reform. So it is important to keep those risks in mind, together with the pressures we are going to be seeing building up in the coming years, associated with the PDRegas and with the pension requirements. So that's for the first part of the question. Could you repeat the second part of the question?
Any the cut expenses? Well, there will be, of course, to pass to cut by 0.5% the fiscal balance. Where would be the main issues or targets to cut expenses?
And ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Yes, just to answer this last question, because we just want to be precise on the answer. Are you referring to where would we cut if we were to see a decrease on the income? From the one that is estimated for 2006, or are you talking about where compared to 2006 to 2005 estimated expenditures, are we going to reduce expenditures for next year?
Yes. This second part, clearly there's very low risk in having an oil price as the one you are stating. So it would be more like where are the cuts being considered? compared to 2005.
Okay, Alejandro will answer that question.
I think there are not big cuts when you compare this year budget with respect to or 2006 budget with respect to 2005 approved budget or a project that we sent to Congress. There's a big difference with respect to what is going to be executed, given that we have an important amount of oil windfall coming into the public sector income, and that is being distributed according to these rules. So basically, is this additional income component that is being reduced in the 2006 budget, and that, given the rules that we have that oblige us to use this income as excess income in investment and giving it to Pemex, basically we're going back to whatever was programmed originally, so there is no important need of drastic cuts in the budget. I think the important point to make, and where there is an important difference, is basically with respect to this year approved budget, there are two important items in which there has been a reduction. That is the two items in which Congress increased expenditures significantly in the budget negotiations for 2005, that are basically investment in roads, that basically Congress almost doubled the budget for 2005, and income going to the agricultural sector. I think these are the two sectors in which some important cuts are being implemented vis-a-vis what was approved, however, not vis-a-vis what was proposed by the executive at the beginning of next year. And even within these two items, it is very important to highlight that during this administration, the money that we are proposing to spend in 2006 in roads and in the agricultural sector has had a significant increase vis-a-vis the year what was spent in these two items in the year 2000. These increases are way above 20% in real terms. So we think that these two areas have been well served during this administration, and the money that is spent in roads and for the agricultural sector has had a significant increase during this administration, so we don't see problems in these sectors.
Okay, thank you very much.
At this time, sir, there are no further questions. Sorry, you do have a question from the line of Salvador Moreno with ING Bank of Mexico.
Yes, hello, good morning. Only I would like to hear from you an update on the budget law and fiscal responsibility law. I have the perception that the negotiations on this particular front are advanced, and my question is if you believe that this is going to be finally approved in this ordinary session of Congress. Thank you.
We continue to maintain contact with Congress on this issue. It was approved by the committee in charge of discussing this law, and we perceive a very good reception for the initiative. And also, we think we have a chance of having it approved in Congress for the coming for this term.
Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time, sir.
Okay, then let me thank you again for attending this conference call. And we will be updating you on any of these issues that might be resolved. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.